With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. For 230 years, since the times of the French Revolution, a white ash tree grew in a forest beside a stream that much later became part of Baltimore. My house was built in the tree's shadow in 1904, and by the time I moved in 1998, its trunk was 5 feet across. It was on this tree that I hung a rope swing that my daughters, now off to college, flew on in their white First Communion dresses when they were young. And then all the neighborhood kids adopted the swing to play on after school. Last week, I called in a tree crew with a huge crane to cut it down. The white ash had been infected with an invasive species of flying beetle from Asia, the emerald ash borer. The insect has been spreading and killing millions of ash trees across Maryland and the eastern U.S. over the last decade and a half. The loss of ash trees across my neighborhood in North Baltimore and the U.S. made me reflect on the often catastrophic impact of invasive species and globalization on our environment. The journal Science last month reported that the spread of an almost invisible fungus called chytrid, perhaps originally from Korea, is killing off frogs and salamanders around the world at a rate faster than anyone thought. At least 500 amphibian species are in decline because of the chytrid fungus, and 90 species have gone extinct because of it. One might expect that Asia, as the largest landmass on the globe, with the most species and competition, would be the source of most of the invasive species elsewhere. But even life forms native to eastern North America are wreaking havoc when they are accidentally transported in ships around the world. The Chesapeake Bay's feisty blue crab, for example, has spread in ship ballast water into the Mediterranean, where it is now reproducing like crazy and threatening to outcompete crabs native to Europe. American bullfrogs, exported to Asia and South America as food, have escaped from their frog farms and are exploding in numbers, gobbling up local species of amphibians. Oddly enough, the bullfrogs are spreading the Asian chytrid fungus, to which they appear to be immune. Not all exotic species are harmful. For example, the common aquarium plant hydrilla, originally from Asia, was seen as a threat when it started spreading in the Potomac River in the 1980s. But biologists later concluded that the fast-growing plant was beneficial because it stabilized the barren river bottom, providing habitat for fish and native plants and food for ducks and geese. Fear of globalization is now driving American politics, most prominently by President Trump's crusade to wall out immigrants from Mexico, and concerns of blue-collar workers that American manufacturing jobs are migrating overseas. It would be impossible to stop globalization, and perhaps dangerous to try. But that does not mean we should just throw up our hands and say we can't do anything about it. We can improve conditions in our own backyard. In my case, to replace my infected white ash tree, I planted a new native species, an American sycamore. It was in some ways painful to see the inch-wide sapling looking scraggly where the majestic ash had once soared. But I have faith it will eventually grow into a towering beauty, with its white and brown trunk and seed balls dangling like ornaments on a Christmas tree that will be a gift to future generations. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.